With neighborhoods and downtown development taking center stage, Mayor Mike Duggan's impassioned State of the City speech at Dexter Avenue Baptist Church last night illuminated the remarkable progress Detroit has made under his leadership over the past decade. There were so many high points in the speech. Let's touch on some of them with Detroit's Deputy Mayor, Todd Bettison. Deputy Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. And, you know, it's not just about downtown. The mayor's theme, every neighborhood has a future, and that was really prevalent in his speech last night. He did it from a church on the west side in the Dexter neighborhood.
Yeah, that was so important. I mean, just really the location and the fact of how intimate it was. And the previous States of the City, of course, have been like at the last year was at the Michigan Central train station, and it just really highlighted the energy in that Corktown area, and the fact that, you know, just the major development. Previous years it had been at Stellantis, Chrysler, it had been at the General Motors Ground Zero, you know, at the Zero plant. And so, but going to the neighborhoods and really focusing on that and reminding folks, because sometimes you hear the narrative of two Detroits, but I think the mayor really showed that with the Duggan administration, the concentration is really the neighborhoods, and all of Detroit has benefited. And a key highlight, highlight was, you know, the University of Michigan study that came out and just talked about wealth and the home values, mm-hmm. and it focused on the neighborhoods. So Detroit homeowners have gained $4 billion in wealth in the previous 9 years, but Black homeowners' wealth grew $3 billion. And on Southwest Side, Latino homeowners gained approximately $400 million. They saw their property value triple. And so that's something to be proud of.
Todd, I like his idea that this will be a reintroduction for the people coming in for the draft or watching on TV, that this is a very different city.
Yeah, I think the mayor really nailed it, you know, because, you know, when we travel around and, you know, some folks have, you know, they still have the image of Michigan or even Detroit is kind of rust belt. They'll ask questions and it's like, you haven't been to Detroit in a long time, you know, in particular, you know, Detroit is a dangerous city. But the mayor really touched on and drilled down on the fact of, you know, our crime numbers, our homicide rate has really failed, and we're at the lowest point of murders in violence in you know, like 60, you know, over six decades. And so our homicide rate dropped from in 2012, 386. But with the investment in police, the investment in technology, and the investment in community members who are helping the police, we're at a 252 homicides for the year 2023. And so that's the fewest since 1966.
Wow. Deputy Mayor, that was the biggest takeaway for me yesterday watching his State of the City. And that is that, you know, there was this very unique, I don't know if it's been done anywhere else, where he said, look, we got a pot of money and we're going to let folks within the community mount their own supplemental anti-crime plans to help the police department. And they took different strategies. Well, now you're finding out what strategies work and what don't. Just help explain that and what has happened in terms of crime reduction that has been originating from the community themselves.
Yeah, so it was always a group of folks out there. I retired from the police department, did 27 years over there. And so we were always able to call up different groups, whether it was the Detroit 300, and they were out there volunteering their time, really, you know, with no budget. But you got Detroiters that will show up and say, hey, we want to help. We want to be extra eyes and ears. What can we do? And so we had the novel concept of really, hey, let's take some of the American Rescue Plan Act dollars and give you a budget. You submit your plans and we'll see. And so we put it out to bid and 25 groups applied. We narrowed it down to six. And they have a 3 to 5 mile geographic area that they're in, and they're rated on outcomes. Can you reduce the homicides and non-fatal shootings? Those are the two categories, and they have to beat the citywide trend. And so they've been able to, in the Cody Rouge area, the Group Force Detroit, they've lowered homicides and non-fatal shootings in their area 72%.
I mean,
that's an amazing number.
That's crazy.
And I'll tell you really quick how they do it. So it's preventative and personal engagement. And so when a crime or homicide or something happens, you're always able to look back and say, hey, we can see that coming. And so they monitor social media. They know the folks in the neighborhoods. They know the 1% of the folks, whether it's gang members, et cetera, that are really driving the violence. And so they've got in there and, you know, through conflict mediation, working out longstanding beefs, it actually have gang members with truces going on. And over on the east side, Detroit Friends and Family with Ray Winans, the Crips, the Bloods, those gang members have really come together, and they said that they're on the east side going to deliver Detroit a clean, safe summer. They're sick of the violence, too, and so they come together, and they're working towards it, and we're starting to see some of the results.
Deputy Mayor, the homes, the abandoned homes torn down, parking recreation centers, you know, improved, the alleys being clean. Now it's time to go after those abandoned cars, because I know people have told you there are too many abandoned cars on my street. People have abandoned cars and commercial cars on the grass on the property. What's going to happen with that?
Oh, yes, yes. And so that right there, the mayor has basically forewarned folks. So municipal parking has 20 new parking officers that will specifically focus on the abandoned cars that are on the street. The Detroit Police Department has 12 new code enforcement officers, and all they're going to do is scour the city looking for those parking violations, those abandoned cars, those junk cars that are in folks' yard. And so we're not talking about a car, like if your car is down and you got one car and you're working on it to get it up and going. We're talking about the auto mechanic who's really not an auto mechanic, is not zoned, but he's fixing everybody's car in the neighborhood. And so we're going after those folks right there. And so, you know, those cars will be ticketed and towed. If it's on the streets, they got 48 hours to move it. If it's on private property, you know, they got 2 weeks to get that stuff cleared out. If they don't, we'll be there to impound their vehicles. And so, you know, no longer in the city will we tolerate that. So we're really working on quality of life type issues. And as the mayor said, if you go to Farmington Hills, Bloomfield Hills, other parts of Metro Detroit, you don't see that. And so the residents of Detroit, we're going to make sure that we really increase the standard in the quality of life and just blight to beauty, going from blight to beauty. That's our motto.
All right, Deputy Mayor Todd Bettison from the City of Detroit, we appreciate your time. The mayor did a great job. You're doing a great job as well. Keep up the great work.
Thank you all. Bye.
All right. And coming up, as we know, the NFL draft is less than a week away and preparations are in full gear. That includes the art installations around the city and restaurants pulling out all the stops to welcome guests from around the corner. We'll talk more about that with Marie Osborne at 8:49 on JR Morning.